I'll deport him.
Rice? Them?
No, they don't grow rice. I've seen rice grow one time.
Where was that?
We have been in around Lafayette Parish, Cameron, and all them places. Yeah, I've just seen it in the field. I've never seen how they processed it. I've just seen it in the field. I was passing through it. I've never seen rice processed.
I tell you what, you walk out there and you'll see every animal in, in your rats, all sorts of, things that they raise. They raise stuff out of rice, too. Okay, now, you got your milk, of course.
Milk and a cow.
Yeah. Now you get it from a...
Now we get it at the store. They bring it down here.
Yeah, where's the nearest?
Well, processing plant? Here we get Acadia and Borden's. Borden's a big company all over.
Yeah.
And they bring it down. They truck it down here from, on down the line from, processing plant for Borden. I think it's in New Orleans. And they, in turn, their trucks go all over Louisiana, I guess. And
where do they get that from? They get that from their farms right here?
You mean nothing. The milk doesn't come from here anymore. I don't know where they have the dairies at. Mississippi probably is where they get most of it.
Okay.
The dairy products.
Now, I was by the senior citizen just now, and they're not meat today. And there's about those little tanks of milk. There's about 50 of them sitting out there. They're all getting hot, so they're gonna wait. Yeah. That's somebody ought to go over there and take and divide it up among the neighbors,
In fact, I saw the lady, that lady across the street works for senior citizens. They're probably going over there now to pick up the stuff.
Oh.
Because the milk man must have just dropped it. They get here about 10 o'clock.
Okay, now, the types of fences that you had around the field, can you tell me about them, the old times?
A lot of fences were barbed wire. But before that, they had what they call cypress fence. It was a piece of cypress that was dug out or made to, and it was it would be about 6 inches wide, about an inch and a half thick, and it would come to a point on the end, on the top. That's why you wouldn't jump the fence. In case you did, it would look pointy there. It would make it easy for you. And they were they'd come up about 4 feet above the ground. That was most of the fences you had in Grand Isle. And they used to whitewash that little cypress. And the reason they use cypress is because it wouldn't rot in the ground. It lasts for years and years. But when we made a kite, in those days we used to play with kites, make our own kites, we used to go get some of that cypress to make the wooden part of the kite. It was strong and it wouldn't come out just right. And you could whittle it the way you want. The old timers would whittle it the way they want to make a kite for the kids,
The
young people.
Did you have a different type of fence? Did you ever see the fences that go like that?
We never had that. I know what you're talking about, but we didn't have that down there.
Okay.
It was cypress fence or barbed wire.
A pew fence?
Pew, that's right. It comes up at the point and goes down.
Yeah.
If you're barbed wire in France, it's pew, so it would be a pew in England.
Okay. But the ones you'd have these around the garden, right?
Around all, some
pickets or paling fence?
Some people would have them all around the property. Because like I said, in that time, the cattle, horses, and all roamed free in Grand Isle. Didn't have a stock law. They would just roam free all over the island. So you had to put a fence of the cows in the yard and the horses, what have you.
And barbed wire, did you ever put up a barbed wire fence?
I put some up for the horses. I never put up none for...
You have to dig holes for
them? Yeah, dig a little hole for the first hole digging out.
Yeah.
And then stretch your barbed wire out real tight.
Where did you get the wood from to make your...
The fences?
Yeah.
I don't know how they would get the wood. A lot of it would wash up on the beach.
Uh-huh.
In the springtime, they would save it.
And they'd use that for...
They'd use that for almost anything. Wood from the beach drifting in from all around the Gulf of Mexico. Well, that wood drifting in was used for a lot of things. For patching up the house, for anything you needed a piece of wood. Old timers would go on the beach with the horse and the cart and pick up a load of wood, bring it home. Let it dry from salt water, and then use it on whatever you needed to use it for.
Make
fence. Fence, post,